HLS.today, Airport Security. HLS.today Airport Security is a critical aspect of aviation that involves the protection of passengers, aircraft, and airport infrastructure from potential threats. These threats can come in many forms, including ground-to-air attacks, rogue drones, and even malicious individuals seeking to cause harm. In order to effectively protect against these threats, airports have implemented a number of security measures that aim to deter, detect, and respond to potential threats. One key aspect of airport security is perimeter protection. This involves the use of fencing, gates, and other physical barriers to prevent unauthorized access to the airport. This can include the use of security cameras and other surveillance technologies to monitor the perimeter and detect any potential threats. Another important element of airport security is the protection of aviation traffic. This can include measures such as the use of radar and other technologies to detect and track aircraft in the sky, as well as the deployment of air defense systems to protect against ground-to-air attacks. In recent years, the threat of rogue drones has become increasingly prevalent, and as a result, airports have implemented measures to detect and prevent drones from entering airspace around the airport. The entrance and exit control of cars, trucks, and passengers is another important aspect of airport security. This can involve the use of security checkpoints and scanners to screen vehicles and individuals for potential threats, as well as the deployment of security personnel to monitor and control access to the airport. Cargo trucks are also subject to security controls in order to ensure that dangerous or hazardous materials are not brought onto the airport. This can involve the use of scanners and other technologies to inspect cargo before it is allowed onto the airport premises. Finally, baggage control security is an important aspect of airport security, as it helps to ensure that dangerous or prohibited items are not brought onto planes. This can involve the use of X-ray scanners and other technologies to screen luggage and other items, as well as the deployment of security personnel to inspect and search bags as needed. Airport security is a complex and multifaceted effort that involves the use of a variety of technologies and measures to protect against a wide range of threats. By implementing these measures, airports can ensure the safety and security of passengers, aircraft, and airport infrastructure. Airport perimeter infrastructure protection. Perimeter infrastructure protection is a crucial element of airport security, as it helps to prevent unauthorized access to the airport and protect against potential threats. There are a number of guidelines that airports can follow to effectively protect their perimeter infrastructure, including 1. Fencing. The use of fencing is a common way to physically separate the airport from the surrounding area. This can include the use of chain link or barbed wire fencing to create a physical barrier, as well as the installation of gates and other access control measures to regulate who can enter and exit the airport. 2. Surveillance technologies. Security cameras and other surveillance technologies can be used to monitor the airport perimeter and detect any potential threats. This can include the use of motion sensors, thermal imaging cameras, and other technologies to detect unusual activity. 3. Alarms and notifications. Alarms and notifications can be used to alert security personnel to potential threats or breaches of the perimeter. This can include the use of loud alarms, flashing lights, and other warning systems that can be triggered by motion sensors or other surveillance technologies. 4. Lighting. Adequate lighting is important for visibility and security on the airport perimeter. This can include the use of floodlights or other high-intensity lighting systems to illuminate areas around the perimeter fence. 5. Access control measures. To further restrict access to the airport, airports can implement access control measures such as turnstiles, card readers, and biometric scanners. These measures can be used to verify the identity of individuals attempting to enter the airport and prevent unauthorized access. 6. Security personnel. Security personnel can play a key role in protecting the airport perimeter. This can include the use of guards to monitor the perimeter, as well as the deployment of canine units to detect any potential threats. 7. Response protocols. In the event of a breach or potential threat to the perimeter, it is important for airports to have established response protocols in place. This can include the deployment of security personnel or other emergency responders, as well as the implementation of lockdown procedures to secure the airport. Effective perimeter infrastructure protection is crucial for maintaining the security and safety of an airport. By implementing these guidelines, airports can create a secure perimeter that helps to prevent unauthorized access and protect against potential threats. Air traffic protection. Airport security involves the protection of aviation traffic from potential threats, including rogue drones and ground-to-air attacks. To effectively protect against these threats, airports can follow a number of guidelines, including 1. Radar and tracking technologies. The use of radar and other tracking technologies can help to detect and track aircraft in the sky, as well as detect any potential threats. This can include the use of primary radar, which uses radio waves to detect the presence and location of aircraft, as well as secondary radar, which uses transponder signals from aircraft to identify and track them. 2. Air defense systems. Air defense systems are designed to protect against ground-to-air attacks and can be deployed around airports to provide an additional layer of protection. These systems can include surface-to-air missiles, anti-aircraft guns, and other weapon systems that are designed to intercept and destroy incoming threats. 3. Drone detection and prevention technologies. In recent years, the threat of rogue drones has become increasingly prevalent, and as a result, airports have implemented measures to detect and prevent drones from entering airspace around the airport. This can include the use of radar and other tracking technologies, as well as drone detection and prevention systems that use lasers or radio waves to disrupt or disable drones. 4. Security personnel. Security personnel can play a key role in protecting against threats to aviation traffic. This can include the deployment of air marshals on flights, as well as the use of security personnel to monitor and patrol the airport perimeter. 5. Emergency response protocols. In the event of a threat to aviation traffic, it is important for airports to have established emergency response protocols in place. This can include the deployment of emergency responders, such as firefighters and medical personnel, as well as the implementation of lockdown procedures to secure the airport. Protecting against threats to aviation traffic is a crucial aspect of airport security. By implementing these guidelines, airports can effectively defend against potential threats, including rogue drones and ground-to-air attacks, and help to ensure the safety and security of passengers and aircraft. Airport entrance and exit control fence perimeter protection. Entrance and exit control of cars, trucks, and passengers are all important elements of airport security that help to prevent unauthorized access to the airport and protect against potential threats. To effectively implement these measures, airports can follow a number of guidelines, including 1. Fencing. The use of fencing is a common way to physically separate the airport from the surrounding area and create a secure perimeter. This can include the use of chain link or barbed wire fencing, as well as the installation of gates and other access control measures to regulate who can enter and exit the airport. 2. Surveillance technologies. Security cameras and other surveillance technologies can be used to monitor the airport perimeter and detect any potential threats. This can include the use of motion sensors, thermal imaging cameras, and other technologies to detect unusual activity. 3. Alarms and notifications. Alarms and notifications can be used to alert security personnel to potential threats or breaches of the perimeter. This can include the use of loud alarms, flashing lights, and other warning systems that can be triggered by motion sensors or other surveillance technologies. 4. Lighting. Adequate lighting is important for visibility and security on the airport perimeter. This can include the use of floodlights or other high-intensity lighting systems to illuminate areas around the perimeter fence. 5. Access control measures. To further restrict access to the airport, airports can implement access control measures such as turnstiles, card readers, and biometric scanners. These measures can be used to verify the identity of individuals attempting to enter the airport and prevent unauthorized access. 6. Security personnel. Security personnel can play a key role in protecting the airport perimeter and controlling access to the airport. This can include the deployment of guards to monitor the perimeter, as well as the use of canine units to detect any potential threats. 7. Screening measures, to screen cars, trucks, and passengers for potential threats, airports can implement a number of measures such as security checkpoints and scanners. This can include the use of X-ray scanners, metal detectors, and other technologies to screen vehicles and individuals for dangerous or prohibited items. Effective perimeter protection and entrance and exit control are crucial for maintaining the security and safety of an airport. By implementing these guidelines, airports can create a secure perimeter and regulate access to the airport, helping to prevent unauthorized access and protect against potential threats. Airport passenger baggage border control. Baggage control security is an important aspect of airport security, as it helps to ensure that dangerous or prohibited items are not brought onto planes. To effectively implement baggage control measures, airports can follow a number of guidelines, including 1. X-ray scanners. X-ray scanners are commonly used to screen luggage and other items for potential threats. These scanners use X-rays to create an image of the contents of a bag, which can be examined by security personnel to identify any potential threats. 2. Manual inspection. In addition to X-ray scanners, security personnel may manually inspect bags to look for any potential threats. This can involve searching through the contents of a bag and looking for suspicious items or packages. 3. Prohibited items. To help prevent dangerous or prohibited items from being brought onto planes, airports can establish lists of prohibited items that are not allowed in carry-on or checked luggage. These lists can include items such as weapons, explosives, and hazardous materials. 4. Security personnel. Security personnel play a key role in implementing baggage control measures. This can include the deployment of guards to monitor the baggage screening process and inspect bags as needed. 5. Training. To effectively implement baggage control measures, it is important for security personnel to receive regular training on how to identify and respond to potential threats. This can include training on the use of X-ray scanners and other technologies, as well as instruction on how to conduct manual inspections of bags. 6. Standard operating procedures. To ensure that baggage control measures are consistently implemented, it is important for airports to establish standard operating procedures, SOPs, for these processes. These SOPs can outline the steps that security personnel should follow when screening luggage and other items, as well as the protocols for handling any potential threats that are identified. Overall, effective baggage control measures are crucial for ensuring the safety and security of passengers and aircraft. By implementing these guidelines, airports can help to prevent dangerous or prohibited items from being brought onto planes and protect against potential threats. Source: hls.today.